accession number 22915, reel 4.
Leslie Ridout, reel 4. Did you ever meet Montgomery?
Yes, he came to us once. There's a picture in there.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Somewhere along the line.
Where was that?
It'll tell you there. He came and met the NCOs and...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. So you met him, did you?
It's there. Well, not personally.
Right.
But collectively.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He inspected you.
And yeah.
What did you all think about him at the time there?
Well, we were a little bit annoyed about it. A little bit annoyed, because everything, well, nearly everything up to then went according to plan. But this was his big mistake. He thought it was going to be all over.
Yes, yeah.
And it wasn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, you were a very experienced soldier by now, weren't you?
Well, yes.
What do you think? You'd had lots of training in the UK. Do you think that training was always everything you needed to know?
Well, no, not always. Mm. Not always. A lot of it was quite different.
Really?
Quite different.
What sorts of things?
Well, I mean, the attack, I suppose, was the most difficult thing.
Really?
When you had to attack. Mm. Because when you're done the scheme, you knew damn well that you were all right. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But over there, it was quite different when you attacked, because you had something coming back at you pretty quick.
Yes.
I mean, you had to roll over, lay down, do it, because at that time of the war, you see, there was no time to dig in. You just had to get out of sight the best way you could.
So, I mean, you'd had sort of battlefield techniques sort of taught to you, you know,
the crawling, the rolling, all that sort of thing.
Was that everything you needed to know, or did they left out some things in the training?
No, I don't think. I think that was the thing that we wanted to know most of. But, as I say, it's a long time ago, but it was unbearable. That was it. Because, as I said, that chap, Reavers, and a lot more was captured at Arnhem. Mm. Prisoner of wars. Mm. A lot of them.
Troops just didn't have a chance. But
I will say that after that, which was, as I, you know, it was a very bad time, an awful time, after that... the next obstacle was the Rhine, which I still say to this day that wasn't so bad as what Arnhem was. Because we had one chap, he lives at Poole, and he's still alive, of course, and his name Bob Riggler. And he swam across the Rhine twice.
Really?
Yes.
Why did he swim it twice?
To try and save people.
Oh, really? Going
over to... I told him. I said, "You're stupid, Bob." Mm. You know, to do a thing like that. Because, I mean, anything could happen, couldn't it?
Yeah.
But he was a good swimmer, mine. Mm. He was a very good swimmer.
Oh, right. Yeah. So tell me about the crossing of the Rhine. Where did you come up to the Rhine?
Well, there was a bridge, a Bailey Bridge, put, one of the narrowest places there was. Mm-hmm. But most of us did manage to get over with boat.
You went over on a boat?
On a boat.
Right.
Yeah, most of us.
Yeah. Was that safer than...
Oh, yes, that was. It was safer. Mm. A lot safer.
So what sort of a boat was it? Was it an inflatable or...?
No. I say ordinary boat, more or less like an ordinary boat it was. I suppose about 30, 30 to 40 of us, I suppose, at a time.
Right. And were you under fire as you went?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
So you were the first over, were you?
Yes, right. Yeah.
So where were the Germans? What sort of weapons did they
have? Oh, they
have?
Were gone.
They'd gone.
There, a lot of them was gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After we got over, after we got over the Rhine, it was plain sailing.
Right. So that was quite a big step, wasn't it? You were actually getting into Germany.
Oh yes.
The other side of the Rhine.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Something you'd really wanted to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did but you lose men going across that?
Yes. Did you? Lost quite a few.
What did the men think of you? Do you know?
Well, I think they had a very good opinion. You know, I mean, you couldn't ask them, but you could tell how they felt.
Yeah. Mm. Why do you think that was? They must have relied on you.
Well, they did really. You know, because a few of them are still left to see, which I started with, and. Well, I suppose they thought, well, we've got this far and he hasn't been a bad chap and, you know.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
That's right.
Because that would be the most important thing, isn't it? To have
yes.
Confidence.
Yes, absolutely. Instructions you gave him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He asked you to do something.
That's right.
If possible.
And, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. A wise thing to do, yeah.
There was only one that was, he wasn't a knower. He was damn frightened. He was in a trench and... you know, this was a bit before that. He was in a trench, and I couldn't get him out.
Really?
I had to threaten him with a pit mortar.
Really? Yeah. Mm.
But you could see what it was. Mm. He was absolutely scared.
Mm.
Because just through the hedge there was a tank, German tank.
And what were you going to do? Were you going to move forward? Or?
Yes. Yes, this was very early on. Yeah, that was the place where I saw 26 Welsh guardsmen, none over 21, put in one long grave.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible
cost,
wasn't it?
Yeah. That was a sad sight.
Yes.
Very sad.
Awful.
That
was. Did you get sort of used to it? I know you don't get immune, but did you get used?
Oh yes, to yes, yes. You knew more or less what was coming, you know, and how you had to deal with it.
Mm. And you must have got used to seeing dead English.
Oh yes, 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 yes.
Because you couldn't stop.
But mind you, there was a lot of Germans dead. What we saw, a lot.
What did you think of the Germans as soldiers, of the individual Germans? You know?
Well, they didn't want to fight. Mm. Some of them that could speak, well, kind of broken English, they tell you. They didn't want to fight.
Yeah.
I mean, they were forced to fight.
Yeah.
You know, as Hitler's youth. They had to go, they were pushed to it, and they just had to risk whether they got killed or not. Well, I know they're the same with us, but, I mean, they were forced to do it.
Yes.
We knew we had to do a job.
Mm. Mm. Were they competent soldiers, do you think? Were they
no.
No.
No, I never had no training much.
Really?
Mm. No. No training much at all.
Mm. So when you got over the Rhine, did you see many German civilians about?
No, not all that many. Not all that many.
What was their attitude to you as a British soldier?
All right.
Was it?
Yeah, very good, really.
Mm.
Very good. Mm. And the farther we went on, the better it was.
Really?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and then surprising, we, really, because you were the, you know, you were invading them.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally, yeah.
But then we got on to, you know, to Holland then.
Had you still got Major Tilly with you?
No.
Right.
Not then.
So he ducked out, did he?
Well, he was, as I said, he was all right afterwards, later on.
Right.
But he was a little bit...
A little bit touched, yeah.
Yeah.
So what did they do with him? Send him back? Or?
He was taken care of.
Right.
Because he knew that he was a good soldier. No question about that. Mm. He was a good soldier.
But he came back to you later, did he?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Who did you have in the meantime?
Well, I don't know. We didn't know, you see.
Oh, right.
We didn't know who was going to take his place.
Yeah. Oh, right. So you didn't have anyone straight away?
Well, no. No.
So how did that affect how you got your instructions?
No, not very much. No, not very, not too bad at all.
Right.
No,
right.
Not too bad at all.
Yeah.
Because we had some fairly competent officers
right.
still in charge, although they came after a lot of them. But they was fairly competent, you know. They was all right.
Right.
They was all right.
So you could.
I mean, it's no good to argue and say, "Well, no, who's this? Who the hell is this bloke? You know, we've never seen this before." Well, you just didn't have to do that. You used to have to put your confidence in them.
Right. So they could make up for 1 minute.
That's right.
Missing officer, they could.
That's right. That's right.
Went on
that's right.
Usual. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went on through Germany then. No, you went on...
Went to Holland.
Right, okay.
Went to Holland first.
Right, went
and
back.
That was Hengelo.
Uh-huh.
Nearly on the German border.
Mm. Mm. What was going on there?
Well, the Germans had took all their food, see, from them.
Really? Yeah.
And we literally had to feed them. It was quieter.
Yeah.
It was a lot quieter then.
Right, so the Germans had gone.
Yes, they'd gone.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what were the Dutch people like?
Very good.
Were they?
We go back now.
Really? Yeah.
The friends. Mm. And they came over here not long ago.
Really?
October.
Mm. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, they're very, very good.
Mm.
The Dutch was better than the French, long way. And better than the Belgians.
Mm. Mm. So what work were you doing in Holland? Did you have what was your role?
Well, not a great deal, you see, because we was, from there we went to a place called Lunenburg Heath, and this is where the treaty was signed. But we was told 3 weeks before that the war was over.
Really? Who told you
but
that?
We had, well, from way back. And we had to wait there 3 weeks.
In Holland or in...
No, at Lunenburg Heath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had to wait there 3 weeks so that the Russians could catch up.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And that was why it was split into three.
So what was it like on Lunenburg Heath? Were you
very quiet.
A camp?
Very quiet. No,
yeah,
no, wait. No, very quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very quiet.
Did you go into tents there?
Pardon?
Did you go into tents there, or were you...
No, we went into an old school.
Oh, right, yeah.
Into a school.
Because you hadn't had many nights undercover, had you?
No, not many nights at all.
Yeah.
But we went into old school, and as I said, the Russians caught up, and the treaty was signed, and then... We was the, that was in that book.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. The 5th Battalion, the victory march through Berlin.
Oh, right. So you did that, goodness.
Yes.
Lieutenant General Horrocks taking the
That's seat. Right.
Yeah. So you stayed at Lunenburg, did you?
Yes.
Yeah. What were your duties there? Were you
nothing. We just laid around, laid about.
Yeah. And when you heard the news that the war was officially over, what did you think?
Well, we looked at one another and just couldn't make up our minds what the hell was going on. Not till afterwards. It's always afterwards.
Right. So So there were no celebrations?
No. No, that was only celebrations.
Right, on the 12th of May.
We had.
So you went, this was in Berlin, was
it? Yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So they took you off to Berlin. Was that a long way?
No, not very long.
Yeah.
Not very long.
Who was organising the parade? Was it just the Wiltshires or...?
No, our officers. They organised that.
Oh, right, yeah. So what was it like walking through Berlin?
Right. Everybody was happy. Well, you could see them there where there was... everybody was happy. Yeah.
There must have been lots of German civilians about. What did they...
Well, they were pleased as punch.
Were they?
Mm. Yeah, pleased as punch.
Had they had a difficult time, do you think?
No.
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 No,
I think they really, honestly, they were glad it was over, because they were sick of it.
Mm. Was there a lot of damage to Berlin, did you say?
No.
Really?
No, not a lot at all.
No.
Not a lot.
Not compared to other
places. No. Yeah. Nothing like.
Right. So that was quite a day then.
It was a day.
Yeah. Did you have a party afterwards?
Yes, we had a good old Beano afterwards.
Yeah, what, in Berlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh right.
Yeah.
Did you find any of those clubs and... drinking holes in Berlin?
No. Well, we were kept under,
Oh, right, under...
Yeah, we were kept under pretty strict rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you went back to Lüneburg, did you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course...
And that was it.
Right. So Belsenkamp was on Lüneburg Heath.
Yes. Belsenkamp, that's where we saw 2,000... women Jews stripped and shot and flung in the camp.
Yeah. And that had been done not long before you arrived.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. 2000. It was. Yeah. It was.
Had you had any idea that there were concentration camps about or what?
Oh, yes. Yes. We knew they were about.
Oh, right.
We knew they were about.
Yeah. There was
Belsen, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Later on in the war, before it was finished, we were told about these camps.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my brother at Oakford, which I said about, he was in the ACAC. And I don't know what he'd done, and he won't tell us, but he was mentioned in dispatches.
Was he?
Hmm.
So you actually went into Belsen, did you?
Into where?
Into Belsen.
Yeah.
Why did they send you in there?
Well, we wanted to.
Oh, you wanted to go and see.
Mm.
Right. What was the camp like? I mean, you
awful.
Yeah.
Terrible. Mm. And to see these women, Jews, just flung up top of one another.
Were there inmates still there, live people?
Oh, yeah, a few. Mm. Yeah, a few. And of course, the German, there were German officers there, see? Mm. And a few of them on guard, But they didn't stay there long, as they were got rid of.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, there were all sorts in Belsen, weren't there?
Oh, gracious me, yes.
Yeah.
All sorts.
I was going to say, it's quite a lot of trouble, wasn't there, when they were first liberated?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Were you there then?
Yes. No, not exactly. We weren't. Nor my platoon weren't there, but we soon got to know. We were soon told about it.
Mm. What were you told? Yeah.
Well, what had happened with these... because a hell of a lot of German Jews... Hitler killed, hell of a lot. And we were told to expect not a very good scene.
Mm.
We got, and that was quite right as well.
Yes, yeah.
Quite right.
Because some of the prisoners of from Belsen, they went out and attacked Germans.
Yes, they did. Oh yes, because they didn't care a bit.
Mm.
No. As I say, they were glad that it was over.
Yeah.
As well as us. Some of them was in a bit of a state of mind, but,
yeah.
Well, natural, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So, were you put into billets at near Belsen, or did you stay round there?
No, we stayed round there.
Yeah?
Mm.
What, in billets, or...?
Yes, yes, in different... Well, they didn't care who went, not the people, you know. Perhaps 7 or 8 went one place and half a dozen another, you know, like that. Not very far apart.
Yeah.
Near enough round about the own spot.
Yeah. Would that be with German families or?
Yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah.
So you were billeted on a German family,
weren't
you?
Yeah. Very pleased. Very happy they were.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were nice to you.
Yes, very nice indeed.
Yeah. Did they know about the camp?
Yes.
Did they?
Yes, they knew about the camp. Mm. This is, I think, really why they were so nice, because most of it was right.
Had they worked, I mean, had your people, had they worked at the camp, do you think, or...?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you feel about them, then? I mean, you'd seen what they'd done.
Well, you couldn't do much about it. You wanted to kill the damn lot. Mm. But you daren't. Mm. This is what was so awful.
Really?
You know, in the war, like, you come up against a thing like this here, you want... Well, you just wanted to... behead them if you could, but you just was not allowed.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, you couldn't give vent to your feelings, you see.
No, that
not
must
really,
because really
you were not allowed. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Because they made some of the Germans go in and see the camps.
That's right.
They?
Yeah.
Were you involved in that?
No.
No.
No, I wouldn't. I think that was the one where my brother went.
Mm.
Although, as I say, he don't like to talk about it, and he won't talk about it.
No.
Not even me. I've never said how he came with that.
Really? Yeah.
Because there was a way, way behind, you see, because they were still in Bristol.
Mm.
When Jerry was born in Bristol, in London.
Yeah.
They were still there, back here, on the attack.
Oh, right, yeah.
See, so they didn't come on until, well, what should I say? Getting towards the end of the war, really.
Mm-hmm.
But there, they had a job to do, and they did it.
Yeah. And he went out to the Belsen area, didn't he?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you stayed at Lüneburg for quite a time, did you?
Yeah, quite a little time.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was
all right.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it there, really.
Yeah. Daily life was quite peaceful then, wasn't it?
Very.
Because you needed a long rest, didn't you?
Oh, good gracious, yeah. I think we had about 5 days.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. By the time you had a sleep and then you come to and then you had a good brush up and change and shave and all this business, you know. And that's why we were so cheerful when we marched through Berlin.
Yes, yeah, you'd had a bit of a chance for
yeah.
A few days to get
then some of our blokes, you see, were sent on to Italy after that.
Yeah.
And I think one or two went to Canada.
Uh-huh. All right. Where were you sent from Lüneburg?
Where was I sent? I was transferred, you believe it or not, I was transferred then to the MPSC, Military Provost Staff Corps.
You want to tell me that again?
Military Provost, that's P, MPSC.
Okay.
Military Provost Staff Corps.
Right, and what were the duties of that?
Well, I was in a prison camp, look, where our lads were put in prison for desertion. And
oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, right, so where was this prison camp?
I was sent back to Belgium. No, sorry, Holland.
Holland, yeah.
Yeah, Brussels. I was.
Brussels?
Yeah.
Right.
I've done my probation there.
Yeah. And was this actually at a camp? A prison camp then? Or?
No. It was a prison, but it was in a massive house.
Oh, right.
Massive house.
Yeah.
There was Englishmen on the bottom, Irishmen on the next floor, And there were three floors. That's right. Englishmen.
Irish.
I was just thinking who was on the top floor.
Wouldn't be Americans then, or...
No, the Americans was on the third floor. That's right. Because there, you had to go around. First, when they came in, you had to search them. That was the first thing you had to do.
So these, can I just get this straight? These were soldiers who deserted.
Yes, most of them. Yes. Yeah, but there was Irishmen, mine and all, not only English, but the English was on the bottom.
Right. Okay.
But in the Irish floor, there was. You go around every morning to check and report. But one morning, there was an Irishman on the Irishman floor. The staff went to see if he was there. And you know, these doors, some of them had quite a lot, had little bars down.
Oh, it's like prison cells.
Like when, yes.
Yeah.
And the staff couldn't see him. He pushed his nose through these, between these little bars, and this Irishman come with a darning needle and stuck straight to his nose.
Goodness. So it sounds it was a completely different way of life for you.
Oh, absolutely, something. Absolutely.
Did you want to go and do
no,
this?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I tried to get out of it, you see, but they were short.
Right.
And there was nobody under the rank of a staff sergeant allowed to take the place.
Oh, right, so you went there as a staff sergeant.
That's right.
Uh-huh. So this was in a house or a building?
No, in a big
prison.
Building this was.
Yeah, proper
big
prison.
Building. And there were men there that I saw that was in my platoon at one time.
Really? So people were there for desertion, mainly, was it?
Mainly, yes, yeah. And the others as well. But they were put in, as I say, there was Englishmen on the bottom. On the bottom floor, and Irishmen, we'll say, and then Scotchmen.
Oh, right, yeah, and they kept them all separate.
Yeah, kept them all separate.
So that was that from Scottish regiments, or was it actual Scotsmen?
No, from Scottish regiment.
Right, so it was according to the regiment, wasn't
that's
it?
Right.
Right.
That's right.
So,
but they was all sorted out and put in their collective places, the floors.
Yeah. So, were they waiting to go to trial to be court-martialed, or...?
Well, it wasn't court-martialed. They had to go into a trial.
Right.
Yeah, and then they were put back in prison again for some little time, and then, when the war was absolutely clear, well, they were let out.
Right, they discharged, ignominious discharge or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what was your daily life like there?
What? In Brussels.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Mm. Yeah, we had privileges. We could get on a bunch of trams. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
We could get on any tram for nothing, for free.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brussels must have been quite a happy place.
Yes.
By then, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, all the staff was put in we had a huge room. Where the staff had went,
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was our quarters, I suppose. Till they were all discharged.
Right. So, how many prisoners would there be there?
Well, about 400.
Really? Oh, quite a lot.
Mm. Yeah. That's on the three.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So they were all in cells, were they?
Yes.
Yeah, individual cells.
Well, the bad ones was put in individual cells.
Yeah.
But otherwise, there's perhaps about half a dozen, eight.
Yeah. So how many men did you have under you, other staff, the soldiers?
What, in Brussels?
Yeah, in this prison, yeah.
Oh, about 20.
Oh, right, yeah. And their duties were to act as warders, really?
They were very nice. They were very nice.
Were they?
Very nice for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very nice.
So how difficult was your job there?
Not too bad.
Right.
Not too bad at all.
Okay.
I mean, they knew they had to behave themselves, or else.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is what it was. They took it day by day and as it came.
Okay, right. Leslie read out end of reel four.